Mandy,
Hey, Katie.
how are you?
Well, you know, I'm alive.
Same. It's about all I got.
For a little while.
Fra la effin' la.
Yeah. Well, catch us up. What's been going on?
Oh, well, I mean, it was a week. So, in 1 week, I lost two people that had brain cancer. One of my dear friends had a glioblastoma, which I don't know if you know anything about brain cancer, but that's a terrible one. It
Nope.
is fast growing, it is invasive, it is awful. And she was 52, she was not that old. And
Awful.
so we buried her on Saturday down here in Cordele. She's from Cordele. And then my cousin, who is actually my mom's first cousin, so she's more like an aunt in relationship and how we related to each other. She also had a different kind of brain cancer, but she had brain cancer, and she lingered for about 2 weeks, and she finally passed last week as well. So it was quite the week. But there were so many bright spots. Even the hard things were bright spots. Like, I got to go see Nancy one more time and speak to her. I was actually up there the last day she was communicating. So that
Good.
was a blessing that I got to say everything I wanted to. I got to see the girls. She had three daughters, or has three daughters, one of which is just a year older than I am, and we've always been pretty close. And National Elvis Day was Saturday, better known as my birthday. And so people just surrounded me with love. And that was really a definite bright spot that, despite all of the hurt and the pain and the grief and the whatever, there were so many people that we just enjoyed each other and had fun. I went through
Good.
some local shopping. So not only did I go to my favorite place, the station, in Piatt, Georgia, I went to a new place in another dot on the map, Rochelle, Georgia, that sells all Georgia grown products. So
That's cool.
next week I'm going to have a list of good Georgia products for you that I have found to be very delicious.
Well, good.
Yeah, so but that was just a fun, like, time to get away for my friend Jennifer and I. Jennifer is taking her daughter to college this week, and so I've got an extra little nugget named Biscuit with me. And so Jennifer, when your last one goes off to school, apparently it tugs at your heart a little, and so
It's a little different.
yeah, it's a little different. So both of us were in need of a little uplifting. So buying food and eating food and making birthday cakes was it for us.
Well, good.
So yeah, so it was sweet. They were very kind to celebrate me. I think to distract from the fact that they were about to take their youngest to Vermont, which seems
Listen,
like a half a world away.
it takes a village, so you
It
know.
really, really does. But anyway, it was a good day. Overall, I mean, even at the funeral for my friend Candace, I got to see people that I haven't seen in a while and reconnect, and so that was nice. Other than that, I'm really looking forward to college football week zero. I mean, week zero is kind of okay. They're going to Dublin, Ireland. So the game over there is Kansas State and Iowa State, which I don't care two hoots about, but
Right.
I'm sure it'll be on. Actually, it might not be on in the background because the Little League World Series is on, baby. And I'm loving that. I don't know if you've been able to watch any of the games, but there are so many kids that are such great sportsmen and such great baseball players. There's a set of twins from Connecticut, and they pitch and catch. The pitcher, the way they do it to help save the arms of the little leaguers, he doesn't pitch every game, of course, but to watch them interact is really sweet. There are all kinds of stories like that. So I encourage you, if you like baseball at all, just to go check out some of those games. They start generally at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But they're just sweet little kids that are really good baseball players. And so that has been a lot of fun to watch.
Kelly's been scrolling through my text to find there's a first baseman that Kelly really likes.
Oh, yeah.
Like she says every time like he will really stretch for a ball. Like he's really going for it. She's like, I love to see it.
Yeah, there are several, what do they call them on ESPN? The highlights from baseball, they call it something. Anyway, my brain, perimenopausal brain.
Yeah,
Diamond
I think he's
Jones.
from South Carolina. I think so.
So there's not a team there that is not really good. Even some of the smaller countries that have sent teams are doing well, and it's just so much fun to see. So, and the powerhouse Japan lost the other day,
Oh,
and I
look
just couldn't
out.
believe it. I know. So there have been some really good games. So, and of course, every year I do a theme dinner. So I'm doing my chili cheese dogs as always. So
Well,
that's
good.
fun. Not on my diet, but that's okay. I'm still eating some bread. But yeah, so that'll get me through until football really starts in a couple weeks.
Well,
So how about
excellent.
you, Mandy? What you got going on in this world?
Lord God.
I know.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago today, I flew to Nashville to begin the downsizing. And really and truly, like, my mother loves nothing better than for somebody to do something for her, but I have to give her credit in this process that she decided it was time. We tried to
Sorry.
get her to do this. I know.
Love that description.
We tried to get her to do this last year and she would not hear of it. And then I think it was like the second week after my surgery when I was so sick, that she got a bee in her bonnet and decided it was time to start. And I was like, I don't have the capacity right now to deal with this. So listen, she found the place that she wanted. She made all the arrangements. She let me read everything before she signed any contracts, but
Good.
she picked all the people. And so there is a niche industry wherein there are people who specialize in downsizing. And so her movers, well, her packs, she had packers, she had movers, and then she had estate sale. And then there's a guy who will go in today after the estate sale is finished and haul everything that's left off. So listen, it takes a village.
Yes.
But they had been there a couple of times. The packers had already been there a couple of times. They helped her figure out what furniture would fit in her new place, what she needed, like, really encouraged her. Do you really want to take that? Do you not? Right. So they had already been there, I think maybe 2 or 3 times in the weeks leading up. But then they were there on that Friday. I got there Wednesday night, and they I went over on Thursday, but they didn't come, and they had left notes with like Jane's homework with a daughter, blah blah blah. So I was, and let me just tell you what happens when your grandmother dies and your mom just gets all the pictures and doesn't go through them, and then she also has all the, her pictures, you end up with 8 gabillion pictures. And what do you do? It's impossible. It's impossible. What do you do with all these pictures? So that's mainly what I did. I did a lot of going through pictures and a lot of, so when the Packers got there on Friday, it's a girl named Rusty who was helping us. Yes, I said a girl named Rusty
Love it.
was helping us, and Rusty would be like, well, she wants to take all of this. And I would be like, no, absolutely not, Rusty. We're not taking any of that. Leave it for the sale. I will take the hit. She's like, I love you. Oh, so anyway, we got her all packed. They showed up at 9 o'clock Monday morning with the movers, who were three wonderful gentlemen named Odell, Denzel, and Darius.
Stop it.
Who can ask for more?
I bet they were precious.
They were delightful. Rusty clogged the toilet in the powder room. About the time everybody was leaving, and she said, I need a plunger. Well, yeah, it took me a minute to find a plunger in
Yeah.
the house, which was a disaster because all we were touching was the stuff mom was taking. And so we were leaving everything else. So, I mean, it was a disaster area. But anyway, I found the plunger. I said, Rusty, I found the plunger. I put it in the powder room. What Rusty failed to do was plunge the toilet. And what my mother did was then go use
Oh
the
no.
toilet and flush it. So as everybody's leaving, mom's like, Mandy, the toilet's overflowing. I said, well, turn the water off. And she said, well, how?
Mandy.
The good news is there were some beach towels right there that were ready to go into the sale. So I just said, just go, just everybody leave, just everybody leave. Goodbye. So I plunged the toilet and then I cleaned it up. And I will say, having then come home and watched the Sex in the City, that's not Sex in the City, whatever the name of that show is. Have you watched the finale of that show?
And all that, this, all that, or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
whatever. There is a completely ridiculous scene of a toilet overflowing that did not need to happen. It was so graphic. My toilet overflowing did not look like that, y'all. If y'all have seen that, it was not that bad. It was mainly just water. But anyway, I cleaned it all up. I threw the towels in a trash bag. I put them in the trash can. Peace out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they go to the new house and unpack everything and place all the furniture.
Love
So
it.
listen, you must do this if you are having to deal with parentals, downsizing. I highly recommend finding a service such as this. But anyway, then it became the back and forth of mom, you have brought too much. Some of it needs to go back and how we were going to do that. And then of course I had to go back and go through more pictures and more pictures and more pictures and more pictures.
So I will say my favorite thing that you posted, and I hope y'all are all following Mandy, it's the best follow, is you dress like a corporate AVP in your high school picture.
Oh
Like,
no, that was my freshman year. That was my comp
oh,
moment.
that was your comp that y'all did that?
Well, I did.
I mean, y'all didn't all wear the same thing. That's what you chose to wear.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You did look like you were at the Lizard where I used to work as the AVP of data or whatever.
Right.
You
Listen,
legitimately
me.
did.
And I wore that outfit in Rush. I remember going
Oh.
downtown in Moultrie to Turner's and Miss Ann helping me pick out that outfit. It was a navy skirt. It was a silk blouse that
Yeah.
had like the ribbon and metal sort of theme to it, you know? And then I believe that blazer may have been from Talbot's.
Red. So that's for those of you who haven't seen it, it's Mandy in a shoulder padded red blazer with a silk shirt under it, like she's Melanie Griffith in
You know, I had some tennis shoes on with that navy skirt that I
I know
changed when I
what
got to
was
the
that
office.
movie I'm trying to think of?
Working Girl.
Working Girl. It was
Let the river run.
100% working girl outfit. It was my favorite thing that you posted. I was like,
I mean, why did we dress like that in
I
our
don't
youth? Why
know,
did we wear
but we
pleated
did.
jeans?
We
It
did.
was so wasted. It was
We did.
wasted. But yeah, so, you know. Here we, and we're still, in fact, I have a message this morning from my mother after, because listen, I came home covered in mosquito bites.
Ooh.
And you can imagine how lovely all of this was for my allergies, right? And
Just
when,
everywhere, I'm sure.
yes. And, you know, we have cameras that we got from my mom's house when she was so sick a year ago, and we love them. They're the best things ever. She doesn't mind them at all. She knows they're there. I think she really likes it, makes her feel secure knowing we can see her as well. But we didn't have the cameras for the first couple of days after she moved in, and finally, you know, I got the internet figured out and all that. So, my sister sent me a picture day before yesterday, and in this Beautiful. And I mean, her new place is beautiful. It's on the 10th floor in Green Hills. She has a beautiful wraparound balcony. It's floor to ceiling windows. Like, it really is pretty. And there was the biggest pile of junk behind her recliner. And when I tell y'all, I lost my marbles. I lost my marbles. But anyway, the pictures have just been a thing.
Amazing.
So, she wanted me to, what she has left me a voicemail this morning that I have not returned yet because I don't have the capacity. I have told her I'm done. I'm done talking about it and dealing with it. She can do whatever she wants to. But that message has not been fully absorbed. So anyway, so yeah, so did all of that. In the midst of that, the day before I left, I received a demand letter in the craziest state accusing me of malpractice, which if you practice law long enough, if you practice medicine long enough, it's going to happen. It's why we have malpractice insurance. That doesn't make you feel any bit better. So initially I was like, it's all around the homestead law in Florida, which is like so complicated. It's ridiculous. And there's like the descent and devise portion of it, which is who inherits it. And then there's also the who is protected from creditors portion of it. And they're different. Listen, it's ridiculous. So we were all like, oh, it's fine. It's silly, whatever. And then my lawyer talked to the estate specialist in their office. And she was like, well, she kind of has a point, I think. So then it was like, well, crap, I did mess up. So then spent like the whole next week, and I had thought, anytime I have some downtime, I'll be able to do some work. I could not, y'all, because every time I had a minute of downtime, I was responding to something else about this stupid malpractice threat. And at one point, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that my lawyer sent me three messages in 30 minutes that were, she's wrong. Oh, she's right. Oh, she's wrong. Like, nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's such a, like,
Convoluted, yeah.
so anyway, at this point, we think no, but that doesn't mean that this lawyer on the other side ain't going to sue me anyway, because you know how lawyers are. So anyway, so that was fun. I was dealing with that on top
On
of
top of
everything
everything
else.
else. Man, I'm sorry.
So I, my sister and I did get, she treated me to a lovely pedicure, and then she had a facial that she had to cancel because she had to go to PT. So I took her facial Friday afternoon, and then I got on a plane and came home. And I will tell y'all what my next medical procedure is going to be, because I almost died at Gate D3 in the Nashville airport in the Party Foul restaurant because I almost choked on a chicken finger. And I can't remember. We may remember. I can't remember if we had the podcast at this point. Sorry, y'all. My sister had to perform the Heimlich on me at her bachelorette party because I had a piece of steak stuck in my throat. We were in a restaurant in Cashers, and my sister had to perform the Heimlich on me, and I may have wet my pants a little bit.
Well,
So I'm sitting there by myself with the party foul, and I get a chicken finger stuck in
no.
my throat, and I'm literally like, cannot get it down. So I start chugging water, and then like I like throw up a little bit right there on my tray. Luckily, nobody was paying me any attention, and I went on to eat my chicken fingers in much smaller bites because I was hungry. But I have asked my primary care physician for a referral to a GI so I can have an EGD, because it happened to me again last night. I was having dinner with my dad and Christy, and I was having a salad, for God's sake, and it got stuck in my throat. So I think I need to have my esophagus stretched.
I
And
think,
since I have met my deductible, we're going to pursue that.
there we go. There we go.
But other than that, y'all, my trip to Nashville was just great. It was just great. I almost died at the airport. I'm getting sued for malpractice.
Yeah,
But
the
listen,
toilet
we got
overflowed.
toilet overflow. But we got Jane moved. Jane's good. Jane settled in her beautiful deluxe apartment in the Sky High High.
Yeah. When I mean, we were both having a week, but I was willing to, do the podcast if Mandy had time, and Mandy was like, "We need to punt." I was like, "Please and thank you."
I can't, I mean, I was like, I cannot. I have
No.
so much work I need to be doing. If I sat here and chatted for an hour, I'd feel horrible.
I know. Yeah.
But anyway, so now we're back here knocking things off one by one. I went and had my first allergy shot Monday morning.
How did that go?
That was fine. It only took me about 30 minutes, a little over 30 minutes to get there.
Okay.
And then I saw the nurse practitioner while I was there. And she was very nice. I will be getting my shots every Monday and Thursday, 4 shots every Monday and Thursday. I think through the middle of October.
Okay. I wonder if that was an
I'm not a
initial.
hundred on how long that's gonna last. And
Okay.
then I will only have to go once a week, like for the end of time. But
Okay.
it wasn't horrible. It only took me 30 minutes. I am going to go. I have scheduled, you have to schedule your shot appointment. Some offices just do them walk-ins, but they like them scheduled. But Sunny, the shot administrator, she seems to be a reasonable human being because she was like, listen, if you're over here already, just call me and come on in. As long as you're no more than 2 hours late, just go ahead and come on in. It's fine. So she doesn't seem to be like a real stickler about it, so there'll be some flexibility. But I'm hoping to. I didn't want to go before 9 because there's a lot of people that have to be in the office at a desk chair at 9,
Yeah.
and so they need those early morning appointments. And so I didn't want to take one of those. So I said 9 because hopefully that'll help me beat the traffic. I'm sure it's going to be a joyful experience full of many, many stories, but.
Can't wait.
So we're good with that. And then other than that, my sister's MLB app is all messed up. And so when we would try to watch the Cubs, all it would say was it was as if they had already played. It wouldn't let us watch today's game. It was very weird. So we didn't watch a whole lot of Cubs, which is fine because y'all, the Cubs have really started struggling.
Wait, what?
I know. The Cubs were the head in their division through the All-Star break, and now they are 7 games back. And that's after they beat the Brewers twice yesterday. And the Brewers went on like a 14-game winning streak. So now the Cubs are only 7 games behind them because they beat them twice yesterday. And meanwhile, all of a sudden the Braves are good. Who knew?
Who
Michael
knew?
Harris II, God love him, has been a man on fire after the All-Star break. They finally convinced him to hold his arms up higher like he used to. And Lord have mercy, he's like hitting the cover off the ball. They had a comeback last night. I think they were down 10-4 in like the seventh inning, and they came back and won the game. Who knew?
10-4 and they came back? Wow.
First of all, can we talk about the fact that they were down 10-4 to the freaking Chicago White Sox who beat them the night before? We'll
Wow.
skip that part and just focus
Yeah.
on the fact that they came back.
They came back.
So anyway, but yeah, so the Cubbies at least are playing a little bit better. So there was a guy that was drafted by the Braves. His name was Michael Soroka. And he was an all-star like in 2018, I think. Which may have been his rookie year. Like he's sort of like Dansby's contemporary. He's about that age. And he was an all-star. And then he came, I want to say it was the COVID year, 2020, I think. And he was like our starter, our opening day starter that year. Like he was going to be our next stud. He was really great. And he tore his Achilles. And then so he had the surgery and he was coming back. He went through rehab for like a whole year and he's coming back and he's walking into the facility one day, just walking in, tore it again. So this poor kid, and then he had surgery again. He comes back again. Like he has been through the ringer. And when he comes back, he's just not the same. And
I can't
so,
imagine why.
right. So he, ended up getting traded. He got traded to the White Sox initially last year, but then he's been with the Nationals this year and he's done pretty well with the Nationals. Not great, but pretty well. And so the Cubs traded for him at the trade deadline. And I was so excited because I love Michael Soroka. And so he pitched on a Monday night And they're talking about, what a great pitcher he was before his injuries and how he and Dansby played together and how Dansby spoke so highly of him and, blah, 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 blah. He leaves the game after the second inning because he has a shoulder strain.
Stop it.
It just, oh, breaks my heart. But anyway, so hopefully his shoulder isn't too bad and he may come back. And I mean, if he can come back and be even like he was with the Nationals, that'll really help the Cubs because they need some pitching. He was sort of all they did at the deadline, pitching wise. So,
Yeah.
but we'll see. We'll see. Several guys. Our buddy PCA has been in a slump. So I mean, if he can just get back to form, Kyle Tucker, who's like their big dog, has been in a slump. So, if the two of them even can just get back to form, the Cubs still have a chance. And they're still in the wild card. Like they're still at this point going to the postseason. But golly, baseball. Why do I watch baseball? I don't know.
I don't know why we do it. I don't know why I watch Auburn football. I mean, it's the same. Like, why do we watch these things? Oh, one thing I didn't mention, it happened yesterday. I just kind of, Auburn added like four or five national championships
Ted was telling me
dating
about
back
that.
to 1910.
Yeah, they went from like, what, 2 to 9?
Yeah, like, what?
That's,
It's like, don't look over here at the dumpster fire that is our current issue. Look over
right.
here at all these national championships we're gonna say we won.
He's like, the Dothan Free Press named
I
him
know,
national
right?
champion one time, so they're claiming it.
Oh,
Oh, it's cracking up.
true. Like, what the hell? But it's that whole like, look over here so you don't see the bad stuff happening over here kind of thing.
Right.
Lord help.
Yeah.
Oh, what in the world are we doing? This is gonna be a long
Yep.
season. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Long season.
Oh. Well, so that's that. But I'm excited. Tell us about your book you've got for us this week, Katie.
So it's like I said, been a couple weeks. It's been a wild couple weeks. So I hadn't read a whole lot or cooked anything new or different, but I did get a book suggestion while I was in Atlanta visiting Sweet Nancy. One of my middle cousin Dorothy's best friends grown up is named Stephanie Allen.
Yeah.
And Stephanie works for the FEC. Long suffering, trying to hang in there. And one of the things she said was, we were talking about what I was doing and where I was. I said, yeah, I found this great little community of more progressive people in South Georgia. And the look on her face was like, they exist. I was like, you don't even know. We're here. We're underserved. We're here. We're trying our best. She's like, that's the best news I've ever heard. Her husband is a political journalist named Jonathan Allen. And Jonathan Allen and his writing partner, Amy Parnas, have written a book. It's called Fight, but it's got a subtitle. It's called Fight Inside the Wildest Battle for the White House. And it's about Kamala and Joe and Trump and the last election. And I haven't read it yet. I'm definitely gonna get it. I admire Stephanie and the work that she's trying to do, trying to hold this country together up in DC, and her husband for shining a light on the things that are important. And so I thought I would bring y'all this book as one that you may want to read if you want to wade through the muck of politics these days, but I still think it's important. And I'm definitely going to get it for myself. So there you go. That's my book suggestion.
Exciting. I love a good inside politics story. I don't know
Yeah.
that I'm up for it right now, but I will add it to my list for
Right.
sure.
Like, I still haven't read The Barn. I want to read The Barn, but I don't think my spirit can handle it right this
Right.
minute.
Right. Fair.
On my shelf, and
It's
I look at it all the time and I go, I need to, nope, not yet, not ready for it
called
yet.
self-care. It's called
Sorry,
self-care.
right?
Yeah.
Sorry, right,
Self-care.
Thompson, not doing it. So, anyway, Mandy, you've got a great list of favorites this week. Tell us about it.
So the first one is a podcast that Birch told me about. It's called American Shrapnel,
Okay.
and it is narrated and produced, created by a one of Birch's favorite journalists from Birmingham. I can't remember his name right now, But it is about, it starts with the Olympic bombing and follows, what's that guy's name? Rudolph? His name is escaping me right now. Eric Rudolph. Is that his
Eric
name?
Rudolph.
And so it sort of follows his whole, because he did that. He bombed some abortion clinics
Abortion
in Birmingham.
clinics.
And that's really how I didn't realize that's how they knew it was him, is because two guys followed him in Birmingham and got his tag number. And they were this close to getting him before he knew they were on the way. And then he just went out in the woods, and then it took forever and ever. But this whole story is real interesting to me anyway, because my friend Lana, his next door neighbor in Noonan, was a GBI agent, and he was like a big deal in helping finding too. So it's always been fun to hear his stories about it. So the podcast is really well done. It's very interesting. I would recommend it, American Shrapnel.
Awesome.
The next thing I did, oh, another self-care thing I did do in Nashville is I went and had my makeup done. Because listen, we just all need, like, we go get our makeup done when we're first learning how to do makeup. You know, mama took you to Gaithers in Albany, and you went to the Estelada, as she
I
said,
haven't
the
heard the word
Estelada counter.
gayfers in
Gaithers.
forever. I loved it. It was one
Yes,
in
ma'am.
Auburn or Columbus or somewhere where we used to go to the games. We would always go to gayfers.
Gaithers,
Loved a gayfer.
Estelada, Estelada counter.
Estelada.
But then you kind of like don't ever like go again. You might have your makeup done for something, but like there's a great place in Nashville called Private Edition. And every couple of years, I just like to go in and sit down with Carmen and let Carmen like tell me what I need as
I
my
love
face
that.
changes.
I love it.
So anyway, one of the things she gave, and I had used it up, so I got it. I don't remember, Birch and I were there. Surely it wasn't our pre-COVID. It could be, because I don't wear makeup a whole lot. Surely it wasn't pre-COVID. But anyway, I had gotten it at some point, and I finished the bottle, and I got another bottle while I was there. It's by Terry, and it is a brightening serum CC cream, but I use it as my foundation.
Mandy Caldwell, are you bringing us skincare?
I am.
I love this.
So,
I'm
but
so
it just
proud
sort
of
of gives
you.
you that, thanks. It just sort of gives you that glow that you might need at our age,
Love it.
but it's not heavy, because I can't stand to feel like I got makeup on, right? So, the Terry Brightening Serum, I highly recommend.
Love that.
And then the next thing, I actually bought these online because they were having a sale while we were in Italy. And I've worn them all summer. They're the Old Navy Stretch Tech Run Shorts. Now, we all know I'm not running, I'm not even walking right now. I need to work on that.
Wet sock.
I wore a pair of jeans last night to dinner, and I did not die. So
Look at
we
that.
may have turned the corner. But these shorts, now I will say they're like a 3 inch or 3.5 inch inseam, and I'm typically a minimum 5 inch inseam girl, because listen, nobody wants to see these legs. But these are fine. You can do it. They have built-in drawers, so saves you some laundry. You don't have to wash your drawers too. And they have a little pocket with a little zipper on it, so you can put your phone in it as you're walking or running if you're crazy and that's what you like to do. No judgment.
No
It's fine.
judgment.
But anyway, I have really enjoyed them. So, and I think they're like $11
Love
right
it.
now. So go for it. And then finally, hopefully it'll still be going on by the time this airs, but the Tucker Nook sample sale started this morning.
This is the best thing I've heard today.
Listen, I just got a text from our listener and my dear friend Casey, and she says, "I curse you for bringing this sale to my attention."
I'm gonna probably send you that same exact text later today.
But listen, they have some really good deals. I bought a pair of pants, a shirt, and a pair of shoes, and my total was like $170
At Tucker Knock?
at Tucker Nook. They have
Okay.
They legit have good deals. Now, you'll also be
Done.
scrolling and you'll be like, "Look at that adorable maxi skirt that's $40." And then you'll be like, "Ooh, I really like that maxi skirt. Oh, it's $320." So they do have that in there, but there are some good deals to be found. So
Awesome.
Big fan of the Tucker Nook sample sale.
Yes.
So check
Praise the
that out.
Lord.
And if it's not still going on, go ahead and sign up for their emails, because that's how I know about it. You get there. I got an email this morning. It was like sample sale. So
I must have doom deleted.
if you have missed this one, sign up for their email so you'll get an email for the next one. They usually do it twice a year.
Love
So
it. Love it.
there you go.
So exciting. Well, thank you,
That's
Mandy. Those are great. I'm just so
welcome.
proud that we are all in our skincare era.
Listen,
Amazing.
there's also a new Instagram account I have started following, like in the
Okay.
past 2 days. Mrs. Derm, DERM. And she seems to be like a simplification. She's the wife of a dermatologist. And basically, from what I can tell so far, is like she's like the two really your two ride or die non-negotiable things that you need are sunscreen and some sort of retinol, retin AL, like whatever it is. That's and use that retinol every night. And you may have to play around to find the right, power for your skin. But everything else is kind of just icing. Those two things are really what you need. And that appeals to me.
Good to
Because
know.
I don't know what I need. I
I
don't know
don't
what
know.
this is. I don't know. Hyaluronic acid.
No.
I don't know. Like, what am I doing?
I do what other people tell me to do. I don't have an original thought about skincare at all.
It just gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I liked her approach that was basically like, look, you need these two things, and then anything else you want to do is like icing on the cake. So,
Love it.
okay.
Love it.
Yeah. So there you go.
What
What's
are
going
you
on the
up
rest of
to
the
this
week,
week?
Casey? Ah, 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 ah. I just called
Jinx.
you Casey. I just called you Casey too.
Well, that's all right. I'll take it. I would rather be called that than Kathy. So for me, I'm just watching some baseball. I've got an extra little nugget with me this week, biscuit. So I have honey and biscuit.
Nice.
And biscuit sleeps like on my head. So, I love biscuit and he's welcome anytime. They take honey when I'm not available. So, but I'm ready to sleep. Not that I sleep anyway, but this is anyway, I love
Right.
biscuit. Biscuit is precious. So, I've got biscuit and that's about it. Just work, Sunday rolls around once a week, whether I'm ready or not. So, just doing the
Indeed.
Lord's work. How about you, Mandy? What are you doing? Being sued or whatever?
Yeah, being
I'm just gonna say
sued.
this. I'm just gonna say this just because I think the rest of us are thinking it. Mandy, I know no matter what anybody else says, that you would never intentionally do anything wrong, that you are brilliant and kind and wonderful, and you did that estate out of the goodness of your heart. And the rest of those, you know what, can kick rocks. That's
Well,
what I'm saying.
thank you. Thank you for saying that. And yes, I would rather lie down in the road than do something wrong.
I know.
But it happens,
I know
and
it's part of it, but
we're all
still.
human, and we all make mistakes. But yeah, it is hard. It has affirmed my decision to get out of the business of litigation as much as I can, because those attorneys are just a different breed, and some of them are great and some of them are not. And when you get against one who's not, it's just really hard. But I feel a lot better about that. I have a lawyer representing me. His name is Dick. So,
All right. Gonna leave that right there.
There you go. But yeah, so no, in fact, I've got to go today and do a couple things for that that I wasn't expecting to do. And then just trying to do all the other work that I haven't done for 2 weeks. And then tomorrow I have to go get my shot, and then I go get my hair done because I was supposed to get my hair done yesterday, and Morgan had to take her baby to the doctor, so I had to delay. And listen, I can't even tell you, Katie, if you can see the roots on the top of my head, it's dark. You probably can't, but my Lord, This hair needs some attention. So I'm excited about that.
That'll be good. It always feels good to have somebody else wash your hair.
Yeah.
It's my
Oh,
favorite
and
part.
I am going to a new choir,
Oh,
community choir that is starting
love it.
tomorrow night. It's the first rehearsal. I can't sing right now, but I can go to the rehearsal
Yeah.
and listen and learn.
Love it.
So that'll be fun. And
Yeah.
also, I have not told this woman who is starting this choir that I have done this in my life, that I did this in Noonan, that I started a community choir from the ground, helped. I did not do it in any way, shape, form, but I did. I was the chairman of the board and got their 501c3. I'm like, I'm not mentioning that. I'm just going to sit there and be a second soprano.
Look at that.
Mouth shut. I'm saying this out loud so that I will stick to it.
We'll see.
Yeah, right.
When you're writing that
Anywho,
501c3 paper,
oh
we're
God.
cussing, then we'll know.
Right. Lord.
Oh, all
All
right,
right.
friends. Well, y'all have a great week. Mandy, I'm so glad you're home. I hope you're home for a while so you can rest and recover. And, we had 70s and 80s here for a week or two, and it was a real kick in the pants when the weather went back to wet socks. So I'm very
Yeah.
hopeful that whatever corner you think you've turned is actually a corner and not a divot.
Yeah, no. Listen, let's not be crazy.
I know. I know.
Let's not be crazy. But there is, it does at least give you a little hope on the
Yes.
horizon.
Yes, indeed. All right,
All right,
everybody.
friends. Y'all have a good week.